Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Guru Pyari Satsang Ji, I'll be talking in English so that the wider audience can hear, maybe the Gora Sikhs can hear one day. This is about the Nanak Shahi calendar. The Nanak Shahi calendar is being thrusted upon the Sikhs just to do away with Dasambani. Now, Dasambani contains a lot of narratives which the opposite team, the anti-Sikh guys, whoever they are, they do not want the Sikhs to know about Sri Dasambani or Sri Dasam Granth Sahib, Sri Sarvalok Granth Sahib, and so on. Because there's a lot of content in such scriptures which is conveying the truth to humanity about certain elements of politics in the Indian politics, in the historic sense. They don't want the Sikhs to know that either. And so that is the reason this missionary, Sikh missionary type of people have come up, especially after 1984, to make sure that the Sikhs do not believe in the Sambani. That's their intention. Well, on the other hand, what will happen in reality is something different. That is something that Guruji wants. It's his panth. It is not a panth created by the Sarkar. It is not a panth created by an individual. It's not even a panth created by any saints or anybody. It is created by God himself, Guru Maharaji, Akal Purkh, Aap Narayan Kalatar, Jag Main Parvaryo. So Dasambani is given to us by Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. For example, in Dasambani, Guru Maharaji will refer to dates. He'll say, Sambat Satren Sais Panajya, Ardh Sais Funuteen Kihijya, Padrav Sudhi Ashtami Ravavara, Tir Stadrav Gran Sudhara. Or somewhere else in Dasambani, he'll say, Sambat Satren Sais Pachavan, Hard Vadi Pratham Sukhdavan, Tvapar Sadkar Gran Sudhara, Pool Pari Loh Leobara. So he'll talk about the dates when he did all the writings in the Dasam Granth Sahib. Now, in order to finish the whole narrative of Dasam Bani, or Dasam Granth Sahib, so to speak, they also want the dates to be eroded. Now you get it? Now you know where this Nanak Shahi calendar is coming from? So they want us to believe that the Gregorian calendar, which is the mainstream calendar of today in international politics, which is okay, and we are part of that as well in other spheres or areas of our lives, which is okay. For example, our own birthdays are in the Western calendar. We should know how they coincide or map with the Bikrami calendar as well. I founded my own birthday on the Bikrami side of things as well. So we should do that part. But that's of an academic interest. You may or may not do that. So today we live in the Western world, which is okay. We recognize the international calendar as such for most of our matters of our daily lives. But that does not give them the reason to map our religion, their dates, with the Western calendar. Because they want to actually do away with Dasam Granth Sahib, which contains the dates of the Bikrami calendar. Now, they want to call us Hinduvata or RSS or all these kind of words, which actually I want to ascribe to them. Because RSS doesn't want the Sikhs to know about Dasambani. Let's throw it back on them. They are the RSS guys, not you, not we guys, not us guys, not traditional Sikhs, not anybody who follows the conventional religion of Sikhism. At that time, there weren't any Britishers or the Western people who had come to India at that time, and it was just a culture of the mainstream culture of that side. And the Bikrami calendar was on the name of the king Bikramaditya, who happens to be Hindu king, so what? Then that way you should all be speaking in English. You should drop your Punjabi language. You should drop your dress because that's Hinduvad. It doesn't make any sense. And if the calendar is given by them and the Sikh gurus followed it, it doesn't mean that they accepted all what the Hindus did, or they did not give a fresh look to their own religion or not, or anything of that sort. No, it doesn't work like that. It is some little things are taken and some are not taken. That's how the world works. So you can't be calling anybody who follows the dates for the religious reasons, for the Sikh religion reasons, Bikrami calendar, that he belongs to RSS. Makes no logic. On the contrary, it's actually the RSS which is sponsoring these people, because RSS doesn't want the Sikhs to know about the treasures, the blessings, and the Upadesh, as we call it in Punjabi, contained in Dasam Granth Sahib. They don't want you to know that. They don't want your kids, the future kids, to know that Pangani, the Yudh, for example, was fought by the Hindu kings of that time against Guruji. not by the Mughals, as they want you to believe. It was the Hindu kings. It was Bhim Chand. It was all these Katochia and all these, I don't remember the names offhand. I have them written somewhere though. So those kind of kings, Hindu kings, were not wanting Guruji to be in Anandpur Sahib. That is the reason he went to Paonta Sahib for 4.5 years. And that is what is mentioned in the Dasam Granth Sahib. He has, Maharaji has given his own history. They don't want you to know that. So they are saying, oh, this is by RSS. This Granth is written by RSS. Gur Darshan Tillon, Gur Tej Aiyas. These kind of cronies who belong to the anti-Sikh RSS lobbies, they are the ones who are responsible, after, especially after 1984, who have brought up this concept of, he went to the extent of saying that Guru Gobind Singh Ji has not written anything against, he's not written any Bani at all. Look at these guys, look at Gur Darshan Tillon, the so-called historian of Sikhism. What a crony he is. What a fake pseudo-intellectual. What an anti-Sikh guy. Straight up, I dare to call him an anti-Sikh guy. So they are the ones, and many others, the organizations have started now, because they're all funded by RSS or the anti-Sikh groups to make sure that the Sikhs do not know, because it contains so much treasure. It contains your martial spirit. It contains De Sivavar Moheha Subkarman De Kabhuna Taro, which means a blessing for doing good deeds. They don't want you to do that. And any words that are found in Guru Granth Sahib Ji or in Dasam Granth Sahib, they are trying to ascribe it to Hindu gods and goddesses, trying to, shake things up and try to make sure that Sikhs don't follow the teachings of Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. So let's get aware that these are the RSS people, not the people who follow Dasam Granth Sahib. Dham Dhammi Taksar, Nanak Sar Sampradha, a very big Sampradha founded by divine saints. I mean, those kind of people who are traditional. Ravaiti Singh Jinnu Appa Kenne. So, and these people are just a few bunch of people, but they have a lot of funding and they have created organizations all across the globe in which they are trying to misguide our future generations that Dasam Granth Sahib is not to be believed. So I'll make an appeal to all the Sikhs to make sure that their kids, their future generation or their contemporary generation, even today, make sure people know that every single word of Dasam Granth Sahib is written by Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. Dasam Granth Sahib is indisputable. It is uncontroversial. Don't make it controversial. Tomorrow they'll say Guru Granth Sahib Ji is controversial. You'll say, oh, it's controversial now. Your kakars are controversial. That's what they want you to believe. Eventually they want to attack Sikhism. They started with a version, with a segment of Sikhism which contains literature that talks about the Hindu god goddesses. Chaubis Avatar, what is it all about? It just explains to you what the Hindu brotherhood believes in. And because our concept is monotheist, we believe in one god. So Guruji has tried to sort of do a window shopping of all these gods, goddesses. And eventually, right in those writings, he would bring you to a unity of God. He would say, oh, everything is God. So believe in one God versus believing in 33,000 or 33 Janemi, 30 crore Devi Devte, all those 330 million gods and goddesses. That's not what our religion teaches us. It doesn't want us to have any enmity with that concept. No, it's okay. Even 33,000 or 30 crore, they're all, if you see the unity in the diversity, it still is God. So Guruji says, Puja Kalki, believe in one God. But he's done window shopping. And then eventually that is the narrative. Chaubis Avatar doesn't teach you to puja Chaubis Avatar. It teaches us to believe in one God. Puja Kalki, monotheist religion, Ikkyunkar Dwani, matches with the concept of Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj Ji. So that is what Dasam Granth Sahib is all about. And they don't want you to know it. So they started attacking these segments of Sikhism. And eventually they want to finish Sikhism. And that is, some people may not know that. Those who are doing this duty, some may understand it, but eventually we got to understand that this is their big, long-term vision. It may take them 100 years, it may take them 50 years. That is what they want you to do. So make sure Dasam Granth Sahib is in your hearts. It is in your around you. It is on your daily schedules to listen to some part. No more. Do some research, how it matches with the concepts of Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. It is our duty to do that. It is also our duty to teach our kids that the Dasam Granth Sahib is inseparable part of Sikhism. It is undisputable, it is non-controversial. That is what your tagline needs to be. it is not controversial. No, we don't accept it. Yeah, you don't want to believe it. We don't force anyone. But don't force this narrative on us that this is Hindu Bani and the British has introduced it and the Hindu guys introduced it. No, they don't want. This Hindus don't want. Hindu anti-Sikh Hindu groups do not want you to believe in the Sambani. So this whole game that is being played within the Sikhs in the disguise of Sikh missionaries, that's what they're trying to do. Make sure guys don't fall in their trap. They're the RSS guys. And so that's my basic a little talk about the Dasam Granth Sahib. And oh yeah, the calendar. The calendar, we started with calendar. Calendar is something that is inseparable. It's aligned with the Dasam Bani. So in order to hit the narrative of the Dasam Bani, they are also trying to do away with the Bikrami calendar. Now, if a Hindu drinks water, does it become Hinduvad for us to drink water? If he wears a shirt, do you think we should start calling wearing a shirt as Hinduism or Hinduvata? Doesn't make any sense. If there's a calendar in the Indian history which the Sikh gurus follow, does that make them Hindu? They raised all sorts of objections towards these Hindu practices, so much of that. But if the mainstream calendar is that, calendar doesn't hurt anybody. Art and culture necessarily doesn't hurt any other culture. It was some bad elements, just as we have some bad elements in Sikhi today. Same was happening at that time, and that was a cry all about, cry against. Nothing more, nothing less. And by doing those dates, it's just like in physics, for example, we have the SI units, we have the CGS units. We have the miles, we have the kilometers. Now, do miles and kilometers clash with one another in a sense of fighting? Give me a break, guys. It's very scientific to understand that these two calendars sometimes don't match. They're out of phase. And they gave a reason that Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Gurpurab falls twice in a year and it falls, it doesn't come in another year. But that is, they're talking about the Gregorian calendar. So they're trying to mix up the two things and not making Sikhs understand through analogies, which I'm trying to say, just like miles and kilometers, you lay them 100 miles and 100 kilometers, many times it'll come when there is no kilometer endpoint in a certain mile and there might be two in a certain mile. So that kind of an example, something like grams and what's the other one? Kilograms and the other one I'm forgetting, is it pounds? Pounds and kilograms, yeah. So one is in the CGS, the other one is in the SI units. So do they have a clash? They're just different units. So Gregorian calendar, which is the international mainstream calendar, and our traditional calendar, these are two different things. And in order to, it doesn't make any sense for the Sikh religious dates to be fixed on the Gregorian calendar. They can go by their own previous traditional historical calendar. That is what the simple concept is all about. So don't get confused, guys. This has been created by all these RSS cronies so that you guys do not follow what is said in the Dasam Granth Sahib. For example, the dates and then, of course, the messages. They want you to lose track of the Dasam Granth Sahib. That is the reason this Nanak Shahi was planted by the RSS groups, and they are calling it that this is planted, the Bikrami is planted by the British and by the Hindus. No, it is not like that. It is just the very opposite of what these people claim. And we should all know that Dasam Bani is Maharaj's Bani, and all the dates that I mentioned are also accepted by Guruji. Bikrami was accepted by Guruji in Dasam, so it doesn't make any sense to call it Hinduvata. It doesn't make any sense to call it RSS sponsored. In fact, the opposite narrative of breaking the Sikhs from the original calendar, which is Bikrami, and fixing us with the Anglo-British contemporary calendar for our religious dates reasons, that is actually sponsored by RSS. So I hope my talk was informative, and we will offer more rebuttals as we go. We want to make sure our future generation, our kids, we all know that Dasam Bani and Bikrami calendar are inseparable parts of Sikhism. Thank you, friends. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.